This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, March 21st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert at the Eyes to See conference in Dallas. We'll be returning home to the Ozarks tomorrow, but keeping you up to date with what's going on from Dallas today. Topic number 5, of course, Russia and Ukraine. Some disturbing reports coming out of the southern city of Mariupol. First, that it appears Russian forces are going house to house in Mariupol and taking people against their will to Russia. All of these reports are coming from government sources in Ukraine, and that we're aware that between Russia, Ukraine, and NATO in the West, these filtered sources of information are very difficult to corroborate, but it appears that there is a targeted list of people who are being removed back to Russia under orders of the Putin administration. We pray that this is not true, but this is what's being reported. Also from Mariupol, reports from Ukraine that Russian forces bombed an art school where hundreds of civilians were taking cover. This reported on Sunday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warning that the terror that the people are experiencing in this port city in the south of Ukraine will be remembered for centuries to come. The building destroyed, and according to the reports, there were victims still trapped under the rubble. This attack taking place on Saturday. No immediate word on casualties. Meanwhile, Western media reporting that Russia's military deliberately attacked the Donetsk Academic Regional Drama Theater in Mariupol, claiming that it was filled with civilians and marked with signs reading children on the grounds, and that Russia ignored those warnings. Civilians who escaped the city through humanitarian corridors, however, reporting that they were being held there by the openly neo-Nazi Azov Battalion, which is a militia group. Now, again, being able to corroborate one side versus the other is extremely difficult for us to do. Just bringing you this information to remind you that the information that we get, the information that you're getting through corporate media, is filtered through the media, which is serving its masters. The one thing that we can agree on is that in this conflict, literally millions of people are homeless or have fled their homes and are suffering. And as Christians, we can address that. Some 10 million people now no longer in their homes in Ukraine. This is according to figures released Friday by the United Nations. 3.1 million refugees who fled Ukraine, another 7 million who are seeking shelter away from their homes elsewhere inside Ukraine. This is nearly a quarter of the entire population of Ukraine. The country has 44 million people, nearly a quarter of them now seeking shelter away from their homes because of the ongoing violence. It's been reported that Russia has deployed once again hypersonic missiles, which are essentially impossible to stop. Whether these reports are true or not, again, difficult to corroborate, but if true, Russia is sending a signal to NATO and the West that it has weapons that Western air defense systems cannot stop. Now, one report from Ukraine, forces there report that they have shot dead the deputy commander of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. This is first-ranked Captain Andrei Palye, who is the first senior Russian naval officer to die in this conflict. He was reportedly involved with marine attack near Mariupol when he died. This comes alongside reports that Ukrainian forces have killed a fifth Russian general. Normally, you don't find officers of that high a rank on the front lines, which suggests that perhaps the reports that Russia's military is not progressing at the rate Vladimir Putin likes are in fact correct. Moving on, topic number 4 today, fires in Texas. Wildfires have burned out 86 homes and the majority of the small town of Carbon, Texas. This is taking place west of Dallas. Massive fires have burned about 54,000 acres, what they're calling the Eastland Complex Fire. Started burning Wednesday or Thursday morning, about 120 miles west of Dallas. As of this recording, only about 35% contained. 85% of the town of Carbon, population 225, burned. Most of those homes just reduced to piles of rubble. Topic number 3, a new opioid pandemic or epidemic appears to be on the verge here in the United States. The state of Florida warning that a new deadly synthetic opioid is called ISO, which is short for isotonitazine. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that correctly, but ISO is classified as a Schedule 1 illegal narcotic, but apparently it is so toxic it can kill just by coming into contact with skin or by being accidentally inhaled. The sheriff's office in Pasco County has issued a new dangerous drug alert saying it's 20 times more potent than fentanyl. 20 times more potent than fentanyl. Deputies first came into contact with it recently. They thought at first the powdery substance was fentanyl. They've tested it. It's been found now in multiple counties in Florida since early 2020. Two deaths attributed to ISO in Pasco County last year. Like fentanyl, is used to mix with other drugs sold in the illicit drug market, and most drug users don't know that they're consuming this substance. Again, so toxic it can kill just by coming into contact with human skin. Topic number two, working off of different notes today, so hope you'll forgive me. The laptop from hell, Hunter Biden's laptop, which he dropped off for repair prior to the election in 2020, was reported on by the New York Post, reported on in the month before the election, but the American media denied it, attributed it to Russian misinformation. The New York Times has finally, 18 months later, come out and confirmed that the contents of the laptop, as reported by the New York Post, was in fact accurate. Comprehensive report about the ongoing federal probe into Hunter Biden's tax filings, published last week by the New York Times, confirmed the existence of this infamous laptop. But the reporter for the New York Post, who wrote the initial report 18 months ago, said, just to clarify, the New York Times did not confirm my reporting. They didn't add any new information. All they did was admit that this is legit and this is not a minor distinction. Indeed, it is not. It is not a minor distinction. There is ample evidence out there that the reporting that took place on Hunter Biden's laptop before the election was in fact accurate. In fact, in the UK, the Daily Mail reported on it quite extensively in the year following the election and again ignored by the American media. So the question now is, why is the story being reported now by the New York Times, which is essentially a house organ of the political class in the East Coast? And why now? Why now? In my view, as we head toward the midterm elections, this is a signal from the political elites here in the United States that they have a different future in mind than a second Joe Biden term. And it looks like they're already aligning the pieces on the board to replace him as we head towards the 2024 presidential election. But as Christians, we need to remember, God removes kings and sets them up, according to the book of Daniel. We're not wrestling against human opponents. Principalities and powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness, they are our true enemy. So while the political realm is important because it affects our daily lives, it is not of ultimate importance. We are playing for eternity, and God has given us one mission, one job, and that is to make disciples of all nations, and we cannot do that at the ballot box. Coming up, death of a rabbi. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the Book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today on the 5 and 10, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky passed away in Israel at the age of 94. And roughly 750,000 mourners turned out in Jerusalem, actually at the city of B'nai Brak, which is a suburb of Tel Aviv, to follow the funeral procession Sunday morning from his home to a cemetery in that city. This is the largest funeral that they've had in Israel since 2013, when another beloved rabbi passed. Roughly twice as many as turned out for the funeral of Rabbi Kaduri some years ago. Rabbi Kanievsky was a very influential leader of the non-Hasidic Lithuanian ultra-Orthodox or Haredim community. Israeli leaders all across the political spectrum paid him tribute after his passing, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett saying he felt deep sorrow over the passing of one of the generation's greats. What's notable about Rabbi Kanievsky is that beginning in 2015, at the age of 87, he began, for the first time in his very long career as a scholar of the Torah, began advising Jews to return to Israel because he believed Messiah was here and just waiting to reveal himself. Again, as Christians, we understand that Messiah is returning for our Jewish brothers and sisters. They're looking for the Messiah to arrive. Rabbi Kanievsky, over the last few years, began preaching and teaching that Jews needed to get back to Israel because that time was imminent. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, whose family was close to the late Rabbi Kanievsky, and find out a little bit more. As Christians, it's hard for us to understand what kind of influence Rabbi Kanievsky had. So we'll get that tomorrow from Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will be one of the speakers at our upcoming virtual conference, The Unveiling, which launches on the web May 13th. More than 24 speakers, hours of preaching and teaching on everything from geopolitics to theopolitics. This will be available on the web for 90 days. You have unlimited access. Watch in any order you choose, as often as you choose, for 90 days. You get a $10 early bird discount if you register by April 15th. You'll find all the information, a complete list of speakers, and a place to sign up and get in early at defenderconference.com. Again, a $10 early bird discount available through April 15th at defenderconference.com. During the month of March, our thank you for your support, which is critical to what we do at SkyWatch TV, is the very timely book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. His writings the last few years have become especially relevant of late. Things like the deeper state, alliance of evil, progressive evil, and so on. Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, his latest book. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount during the month of March, we'll send you this book. Find out more and donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate. Or give us a call toll-free during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. We look forward to this fall and traveling once again, Sharon and I, alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, who is the founder of Ezra Adventures, a tour company that runs tours to Israel and to Turkey. He'll be joining us for a tour of Turkey that will be, eye-opening. It will illuminate the history of the Bible as we visit the history and actually prophecy as well, as we visit the seven cities of the churches of Revelation. We'll visit Abraham's hometown of Haran, Göbekli Tepe, which archaeologists call the oldest religious community on the planet, and many other sites. The underground city of Derinkuyu, home of a second century church dug into the rock in the shape of a cross. That and more. Get a look at the itinerary and breakdown of costs. This will be a very small tour. We're trying to keep it to 24 or less. And if you're so led, we hope that we see you in Turkey. You find out more online at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or just scan the QR code on your screen. It'll take you right to the website to find out more. We will be in Israel next spring, God willing. Sharon and I, honored to go back to the Holy Land and take you on a tour of Israel like no other. We'll see all the sites that you want to see, of course, Jerusalem, Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Masada, but we'll also go places other tours do not. Joshua's Altar, Bethel, Gilgal, Rephaim, and the newly discovered Serpent Mound of Bashan. Find out more and reserve your place for our tour of Israel, March 19th through 30th of 2023, skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This week, we're talking end times prophecy with Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner. They are our guests. They joined Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule for our over-the-air programming posted online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can ignore the schedule, set your own schedule by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. It is absolutely free, all of our video content right there. You can also download our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, but important news and schedule of our upcoming events as well. The mobile app is absolutely free. It is for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have links to the app stores for all of those platforms for our free mobile app, and pray that you take advantage of it. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.